Good morning. Welcome to Raising Connections. I'm your host, Raishan Mayer. This is the program where we talk about all the connections between your critters, companions, commerce, and agriculture. I'm glad you're here. This morning is a special morning. It's January 1st, 2023. And what makes it so special? It's the beginning of a new year, of course. That's what January 1st is. And we've been getting ready for this. 2 weeks ago, we re-aired the very first episode of 2022, which was Manoush Zamorati, The Future You, talking about the quality of downtime. Last year, when we got ready for 2022, we'd all had a lot of downtime. And when we were getting ready to go into 22, thinking and hoping it would be different. One of the things that we talked about was that use of downtime, the time not to do self-care with your nails or your hair or take a walk, but the time to let your mind process what's going on, what's around, and have those random thoughts that pop into your mind that as your mind rolls them around, you know what those thoughts are like. We've all had those, right? You try to then figure out, as your mind's working on this, why the heck did this even come up? And we took that conversation into all the inventions that come up from when your mind starts wandering off as you're doing the dishes, walking the dog, driving in the car without the phone on, without the radio on, just that quiet time where your mind gets a chance to go out and wander. You know, when you get in those times where your mind is having those nightmares and those dreams and you're thinking, what the heck am I processing here? It's coming from the same place. Manoush Zamorati, I'll put the link on raisingconnections.com as well as on our Facebook page. Go back, listen to that program because we're going to use it today. Last year, when we talked about where inventions come from and we talked about what happened in 1922 and 2022 and the inventions that came through and what we're still using today and the importance of downtime, the connection that we made was getting ready for 2023. So that's why we just recently replayed it. By hosting Raising Connections for so many years and meeting so many wonderful guests, making so many connections, meeting so many of our listeners, we have had, and I have had, so many wonderful conversations. So after all that happy, what do you get out of it? You get a lot of really interesting information that makes the connection with that downtime to creative inventions and the conversation I always end up having with nearly every guest is the following. If I only had the time to do the things I talk about or the things I think about, what I could really accomplish or do or be or fill in the blank. Later this afternoon, a special group of listeners who've been communicating at hello@raisingconnections.com will be getting together with all of our planning materials and all of the stuff that we want to bring to sit down and put our connections together, plan our year out, and keep up as a master group on how we're making our time come together to do what it is we want. And are we taking that downtime to do that list of things that really would make us to get that fill in the blank accomplished? So to you, hello@raisingconnections.com followers, I will see you at 1 o'clock today. For all of our other listeners who think that sounds like the most horrible thing I could possibly do on New Year's Day, we've got something here for you too. It's just a few minutes. Let's listen to it. And here we go. The purpose of Raising Connections is to make those connections between our varied guests. And like we talked about with Manoush Zamorati, how to make those connections come together, that downtime meaningful, and where do those creative ideas come from? One of the things that I always find interesting is how much money people make selling planners and calendars, and January 1st is the time that people pull out the new pens, the new pencils, the stationery store, the smell of it, everything going on. You're getting it from your Amazon box. It's new, it's fresh, it's crisp. And by Groundhog Day, January 2nd, it just repeats. Empty page after empty page after empty page. People are buying these planners. They're reading books. They're Atomic Habits and Getting Things Done and Franklin Covey and 5-Minute Manager and all the ways to lose weight and eat better and be healthier and do all these things and curl your hair and put makeup on and wear new socks and change your socks and all the little reminders that you need is the January 1 kind of thing. What we're going to talk about is why are we doing that? And is it really a system or is it a habit? Is it a routine? And does it matter? Where does all this come from? Scheduling time, making time, having time is the one resource that you cannot buy. It's the one thing that you cannot manufacture. Making time, having time, and using time. Boy, do we spend a lot of time talking about that. I want you to think about this. Here's a connection that you're probably your freshman English composition teacher had you learn. Who, what, where, when, and why. That's the basis for every 5-paragraph composition I've ever had to write from probably 8th grade forward. And I bet you've had the same experience. In the years of doing Raising Connections and having those conversations behind the scenes, most of the planning models can pretty well be boiled down to that: who, what, where, when, and why. Why are we doing it? What's our purpose? What are we going to get out of it? Who are we going to need? What time are we going to need to plan it? Yada, yada, yada. You know the drill. If we know the drill, we know what it is, we've got the books, we've got the stuff, why aren't we doing it? Why do we go out and talk to people and say, oh yeah, if I had the time, I would do all of this stuff. But you do have the time. Everybody has the same amount of time in the day. And you've all heard this one, right, too? I can see the eyes virtually rolling in the background. It all comes down to what is important to you, what is important to the people who have pressing demands on you. And then there's this wonderful little graphic that I think most of us have seen, at least if you've been in the corporate world in the past 20 years, you've probably seen this one. It looks like a checkered board. It says what's important and what's urgent and what's not important and what's on fires and all the executives taking all the time. Well, all the farm managers that we've talked to have the same problem. This isn't an executive problem. Everybody who's getting a home and getting a household running, trying to get kids out the door in the morning, having the grandkids over and getting the grandkids out the door in the morning, getting all the pets together and figuring out who's gone to the bathroom and who's not been fed and all those. How do you get all this together? Who, where, what, when, and why? Any English teacher can tell you this. The first thing you need to know is what your purpose is. What are you going to be doing this year and why are you going to be doing it? And what other demands have on your time and where can you put them in? Most of us have seen the model where they put the big rocks into the jar and then you put in the little rocks, then you put in the sand, and then you put in the water, and you're supposed to be able to stack everything around those big items. I want you to rethink that one too. So let's just go here for a minute. We've got our planners, we've got our pens, we've got our pencils. We know what we're going to do. We know why we're going to do it. And then the stuff gets in the way. This week, I'm going to give you a personal example. My husband took 2 weeks off of work. This never, ever, ever happens, ever. He did a big trip. He came home. He was home. He had a whole list of things to do. About 3 of those items on a list of 12 got done. I bet you have a list kind of similar to that. And one of the things that derailed him the most was having the salt delivered to salt the driveway. This is a big deal at our house. We have a really long driveway. And by having Moriah Bell Manor Kennel there, we often salt the driveway because we have people coming in and going out. And you think, why would you board dogs when it's snowy and rainy? And well, people go skiing then, so they drop their dogs off to go ski. Why would this even be a big deal? Well, here's why. Because my husband got up 7 o'clock, early riser, got the cup of coffee, got out. He's got the tool cat, the bobcat down at the end of the driveway waiting for the salt delivery to come on a pallet. So a ton of salt melter for the driveway, specific for pet paws and grit and all the happy stuff. The driver didn't arrive until 8:27. And how do I know it was 8:27? It was documented in the text message. Driver finally showed, had the wrong address. Wow. You can fill in wow however you want on that one. The things that derail somebody often are just out of your control. In this particular example, we knew what time they were coming. We knew that 7 o'clock wasn't going to be right there, but we also knew and had taken account of all the other things that were going to be happening with clients going up and down the drive, people getting up in the house, things moving around, and he was prepared for all of those things. Does this sound familiar in your life when you're thinking about things? All those things that get you prepared, and then the unknown, the unforeseen just comes in, and that big boulder and those little rocks and the sand and the water all get messed up. Somebody takes your snow globe and just shakes the stuffing out of it. How do you deal with that? When your planner and all of your plans go caterwampus, knowing what, when, where, why, and who, put them in any order you want. I know we've done that several different ways now. Put them in any order you want. What is your purpose? The purpose was to get that salt off the truck and up into the barn so it would be dry. So when we start getting sand, when we start getting snow and we start getting ice, we're prepared. It threw off the rest of the day. What he did was something that he's learned years over years over years, and I think most of us forget. Stopping, taking a breath, taking an account, and resorting the rest of the day. That what and where's your purpose? The purpose was to knock a few of those things off the 12-item list. 3 of them got done. Were the 3 the top priorities? Yeah, probably. If those three things didn't get done, would it throw more wrenches into the plans as things went through the month of January, February, and March? Yep, they sure would have. So knowing why you're doing this and what your stimulus for it is really makes things happen. You also want to know your outcome. What is your outcome that you're looking for? For us, the outcome with Assault was we don't want to have clients and us slide down. We all kind of value our joints, and I would like to keep them as long as I can in good shape and not break any more of them than I have already. Your outcome, keeping people safe, keeping things ready, knowing the weather's coming, doing that planning and the outcome planning, knowing those five W's will really get you there. Okay, great story. Sounds cute. Everything's going along. You've got the images of all these different management styles in your head, and you're thinking, why are we even listening to this on January 1st? And why do I want to go back and listen to that program on raisingconnections.com about the downside and the creativity and all this kind of stuff? When we come back, let's put this together. Because when things go upside down, when you've traveled and come back home, when you're trying to figure out where your starting point is, this is when the chaos starts happening. It's when those unforeseen snags hit that most of us trip with the plans or good intentions or resolutions, whatever it is we've done. Let's talk about that when we come back in the next section. Welcome back to Raising Connections. I'm your host, Raishan Mayer. This morning, we're continuing our conversation about what is the one thing that all of our guests have had in common and so many of us struggle with on a routine basis. If I only had more time, I could do that if. I would love to do that someday. How does all this work? And since it's January 1st, we've been talking about all the stuff around that. We've been talking about the future you and the TED Talk, the downtime, and the master group that we've put together for the hello@raisingconnections.com folks. January 1st is the time that some of us sit down and put our goals together. And we've been talking about what disrupted my husband's break and why the lists of 12 items on his list, only three got accomplished and all the stuff around that. Let's take this back one. Most of us, whether we're running a household, running a farm, a small business, the outlets that we've talked about here on Raising Connections, if you go to raisingconnections.com, there's a whole list of 7 years worth of programming. What is the one thing we all want more of? Time. We've said that. How do we get it? Let me give you some thoughts. One of the things I've noticed, and there's all kinds of books about this, but it's one of the things I keep noticing. The folks that are the most successful, they have a routine. There's a rhythm to their world. There are things that happen every day that if they don't happen, it does throw people, but they know how to get back on that track. Lots of management systems will have this in there. I don't care if it's a Lean Six Sigma, if it's total quality management, if it's just common sense from grandma. Let's think about this. My grandma was born in 1913. She had a market day. She had a laundry day. She had a clean the house day and a gardening day and a time for mending. And those were things that were important to her. Those were blocks. There was a dinner time. And darn it, you made dinner time or you got a butter sandwich. There are things that happen and she knew what would happen if you didn't. Do you have that? That routine, that rhythm, that method that keeps going. We'll go back to my husband on this one. He's up at 5:30 every morning, whether he wants to be or not. That's just how his rhythm goes. And you know, sometimes he'd rather not be up at 5:30 in the morning. But it's that rhythm. It's the piece that goes underneath everything else that allows your scheduling and your time and your business. And it's the one thing I see with a lot of our successful folks who come onto the program when we talk about the connections they make within their businesses, their farms, their lives, that rhythm. If you're knowing who, what, when, where, and why, the English professor, the English composition teacher that we all talked about in the first section, that rhythm underlying everything, what's your style? So instead of thinking about resolutions or planners or pens or what you're going to be using, how you're going to be doing it, I would really like for you to put the connection together that I've been able to make. What is your underlying rhythm? What is your focus? If you go back to the example with my husband and the 7 o'clock salt delivery to keep everybody's joints healthy from the first section, what you don't know about that day was he was up early, ready for the salt to come in. But in the middle of all of that, the pest control company called and said, "Oh, we're on our way. We'll be there in 10 minutes. The rep that called It was not his fault. Somebody gave him a schedule and he's following it through. It's the holidays. Things are kind of crazy. And he's got a list of things to get done, just like the rest of us have got a list of things to get done. He does what he's supposed to do. I'm 30 minutes out. I will see you in 30 minutes. We had no idea he was coming. There is a major snowball moment, right? So now the salt delivery is late. A pest control person's coming. Clients are coming up and down the driveway, getting into dropping off and getting on their holiday travels from the kennel to their holiday travels. Kids are home from college. People are in places they're not supposed to be. The rhythms are all different. The ability to handle that is knowing what your rhythm is, knowing what your priorities are, knowing what's going to happen, and knowing what can give, where your resources, having all those things put in place. It's no different than the guests that we've had many times here on Raising Connections, talking about how they became successful, how some of those things that they thought were really not going to pan out really did pan out and turn into something different. They were able to build connections and move forward. Having that rhythm underlying everything gives you a starting point. So when the world goes caterwampus, the pest control person comes, everything got treated, everything was okay. You know, this time of year, the mice want to be warm too. So how we get through that is knowing what your rhythm is. Yes, you have a plan. Yes, you have your list. Yes, you have all of those things that you really want to get done. What is your rhythm and what's it based on? This is where the master groups really come into play and where grandma's philosophy of market day, laundry day, all come into play. Lots of management systems out there will talk about this, and here's what I want you to think about. What are the things that you have to do every day that you may or may not really want to do that you can knock out, delegate them off, get them done early, so that it doesn't clutter up the rest of your day? Let me give you an example. I don't like to do laundry, but I really like clean clothes. So if I get up, get them in the laundry, get them in the wash machine, get them going, that's already checked off my list and I can roll. So when all the salt got messed up and all of the pests came and all of the clients were coming up and down the driveway, all within the same hour that weren't supposed to be there, that weren't supposed to be scheduled at that same time, the laundry was going, and at the end of the day, the clean clothes were going to be there. Is there a value to having an organization underlying your rhythm, that routine? What are the things in your world that need to be done on a regular day? Here's the reason that grandma's system works. If you have that underlying routine that you know, market day, laundry day, getting up, getting it started, when those big boulder things shift, you can deal with it. Not only that, but it does something that Manu Zemirati and the future you and I talked about. It frees your mind up for creativity. In the beginning of the program, we talked about how the creativity comes from the downtime and giving your mind time to relax. Let those wild and crazy thoughts happen, those wild dreams that happen at night, sometimes when you're processing things, the value of those. If you have a routine to knock out some of the minutiae off your daily list that really, without having that minutiae done, if minutiae is truly the word to use here, will not allow the time, which is what we're trying to save and create here, to have the downtime to let your brain focus on other things for the creativity, for the parts that you may want to come in. And creativity is a turnoff word for a lot of people. It doesn't mean that you're creating something new. It means it's a time for your mind to rest and think about things differently. Your mind, no matter who you are or what your background is, your mind is really a powerful thing. And it will allow you to come to terms, to work through problems, to have some time just to let it simmer in the background and ideas to come together. Soup gets better after it sits. That's what you're doing. You're letting these things sit. When you have a routine that you get the basics done, because I don't know about you, but in my world, if laundry doesn't get done, not having enough clean underwear is a major panic point. So if you have those underlying routines, when the big problems come along and the schedules get all funky, your snow globe gets shot, you know where to start. You know where to pick up. You look at the calendar, the ultimate planning tool, right? You look at the calendar and say, it's Tuesday. I have to do X, Y, and Z. And if I can get them done at this time, I know I'm free to do everything else that I need to do today. And when you start getting those rhythms together, your mind starts to relax. Your body then can go, okay, I can come out of fight or flight. Your cortical steroid levels come down. And you can start working on some things in a way that doesn't trigger some of the emotional responses. How many times have you been standing in the line to get coffee or sitting in the line for Starbucks or sitting in the line at the pharmacy and you hear those things that make your jaw clench? You know, you know your time's been blown. Things are going crazy. You can't believe that's just happened. And you feel that physical response and it makes you want to turn around and go, I don't need this anyway. I'm ready to leave. What happens if you leave? Does it blow your schedule? Does it change things? Do you really want to stand there and do this? We all have choices every day. So if you think about this and make those connections, what's going to allow you to be the most successful and make those connections like so many of our guests have made? If we stop and think back, farm dog, P-H-A-R-M dog, service dogs for farmers, made the connection because of a suicide. Farmers have one of the top five rates of highest suicide in the U.S. because they are over 65 years old, typically. 55 to 65 is the average age of an American farmer. And they're not sure who they're going to leave this generational farm to. That's a lot of stress. With that, their bodies are failing, joints are failing, a lot of farm work. And what she did, instead of saying, I can't do anything about this, I can't help my family, I can't do this, she had the ability to keep everything in her routine, step back and say, I think I'm going to start training service dogs for farmers. And Farm Dog was born. What about South Mountain Creamery? Who says, you know, I married into the farm. There's 100 cows here. Might have no farming background, my marketing background. I'm in corporate. How is this going to work? And instead of saying, I'm going to go do my thing and someone else is going to go do their thing and maybe this won't all work out. South Mountain Creamery, I think most of us in the area know it and know why it's there. You keep building. If you want to know how all of these connections get made, it's when you stop, allow your mind to have some time to process things. For example, the price of fruit's horrible. Why is the price of fruit horrible? Then we talked about the folks with the bees, and we talked about folks with GMOs, and we talked about folks that have worked together with how do you keep the weeds, how do you keep the bees, how do you keep the fruit, how do you keep the transport, carbon footprints, and put all this together so we understand the system and the process. Without that downtime, and the ability to sit back and think and process and allow that soup to simmer, those connections don't get made. And that's what we're all about here at Raising Connections, is making connections. So I hope we've made a few connections for you here on January 1st, your planning year. I hope you have routines. I hope that your problems are small. And when your snow globe gets shaken, you're able to figure them out, move forward in a successful and productive way without having the back of your neck raise your hackles. RaisingConnections.com, hello at RaisingConnections.com, all good ways to join our conversation. We'll see you and our special group of Hello at Raising Connection folks at 1 p.m. today. Happy New Year.